In Pittsburgh, African-American girls are more than 3 times more likely to be suspended than white girls and 11 times more likely to be referred to the juvenile justice system. These statistics come from a new State of the Girls report and especially alarmed Gwen's Girls Executive Director Kathy Elliott. Gwen's Girls is a nonprofit that helps young disadvantaged girls throughout the city. She and dozens of other organizations are gathering this Friday for the first ever Equity Summit at the University of Pittsburgh. 90.5 WESA's Katie Blackley asked Elliott for her thoughts on the findings and expectations of the workshop.
Were you surprised by the report?
I was, as you know, to see the numbers as high as they are, specifically within the child welfare and juvenile justice system. And even within the school system, we know that there's issues with discipline and suspension and expulsion. And so the question is, you know, something has to be done, because ultimately what's happening is youth are being suspended and the bottom line is they're not being educated, right? And so then they end up, you know, we talk about the school to prison pipeline. That's exactly what contributes to that, them not getting the educational instruction that they should be instead of sitting at home and being suspended.
One reoccurring theme at Gwen's Girls is resiliency. Can you talk about the word and how it manifests in your girls?
So one of our programs is entitled See the Best in Me. And we know that women in general have this legacy of resiliency. And that means that they've gone through some type of trauma or issue within their life. And despite those things, they've been able to achieve any goal that they have set and to, you know, be them their best selves. And so our program, See the Best in Me, focuses on equipping our girls to be able to advocate for themselves, for their needs, as well as to look around their communities and within their families. And if there's issues that they feel that they can lend their voice and support to advocate for, then they know how to do that in all the variety of ways of advocating. The other piece of See the Best in Me is tied into self-esteem, how they see themselves, but also how often many media outlets display girls, and particularly girls of color, as disrespectful or sometimes hypersexualized. And we're encouraging them to look at each girl for who they are, for the best of what they are.
Are you expecting that the summit will help address some of these issues?
It's a hopeful time for me, because it's these systems that have recognized that there are issues within their systems, such as racial bias, that contribute to some of the issues and barriers that impact girls on a regular basis. And so the fact that they are looking at, first of all, have done studies and looking at the data and have evidence that there is an issue, and then now they're implementing initiatives to address those issues. And so the other piece is that we often function in silos, and so now we are all at the same table, kind of looking at the same data and seeing how each system impacts the other, and having conversations on how do we collectively address the issues and the barriers.
The past few years, we've heard a lot about violence against people in the African American community. How do you talk about that with your girls?
We can actually look at the issues that are going on in the news, but sadly, our girls experiencing these same things within their own families, with us, within our group home, and on a regular basis. I was just having a conversation with a girl yesterday who, you know, within the past like 6 months, went to 3 funerals of close family members who have been victims of gun violence. That's one of the key things, too, in the care that we provide for our girls, is addressing the trauma. Because if you don't address the trauma, everything else that we kind of want them to do, like go to school and get good grades or behave, those things can happen or are less likely to happen when you don't actually take time to help them process these losses that, you know, really don't make sense. It's a tough time. But again, when we talk about resiliency, it's equipping our girls with the tools and the coping strategies, the positive coping strategies, to move on and try to, you know, be productive. And it's easier said than done.